Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Hello and welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. And I've read a saying that comparison is the thief of joy. It's a very interesting way of putting that. And I'm going to talk about comparisons, at least from a guy's perspective, and give women, those who are listening, some insight as to why sometimes these things can become very contentious for a guy. One of the things that happens in relationships invariably is, especially when they're new and you're meeting somebody, you're going to share something about your past. And it's nice to give that information because at least when you're getting to know someone, I mean, you certainly want to know what kinds of experiences someone has had. And since we're talking about the relationship thing, you kind of want to know something about their ex or what they've experienced, because usually in these kinds of conversations, you not only learn about what people have gone through, but you learn something about their preferences, and you can kind of see if you fit with each other. You know, as I'm listening to her talk about her past experience, I probably will find something that's very similar in my life and sort of add to the conversation, and we go back and forth. And then as we get into a little more detail, we may begin to explore the conversation around what our preferences are, and we may talk about some of the things that we liked about our past in terms of, you know, the relationship with the ex. You know, we're obviously going to talk about why the relationship didn't work out, because had that not been the case, then let's say you and I wouldn't be together. But when you begin to talk about these things, say, a little further on in the relationship, and I'm talking about comparisons in which when you start talking about things that are a little more intimate, and I'm not just talking about sex, but I'm just talking about things that you like about the experiences that you've had in the past with other people. And when you're having that conversation with your present guy, keep it in your mind as to, if you're trying to get something from the relationship you're in, drawing comparisons to the past may not be the wisest way to go about that. And here's what I mean. Usually when we draw comparisons to our past, and in terms of the past being the good example, it's because we're trying to shed light on what's happening today and why it doesn't work. And if you're talking to your guy about you're experiencing something with him and it's not going really well for you, then I think you really want to try to keep the conversation present day. You want to talk about what works for you, talk about what doesn't work. And remember, a little bit of the negative goes a long way. So as you're explaining how you feel, be careful about bringing in the conversation with the comparisons to your ex. Because invariably, in the beginning of the relationship, when you were talking about things, it may have been okay, because at least at that point, we really hadn't had an experience with each other, so that I might feel a bit bothered that you would remember him favorably and not remember me. And again, I'm talking about this from the guy's perspective. So as you were trying to use, sometimes we use analogies, meaning we'll use stories and draw comparisons to at least try to explain our point of view. And I realize I'm being a little bit long-winded to this, because I'm really trying to cover this whole thing in a real diplomatic way and have you understand why, when you're doing comparisons, at least when you're at this point in the relationship, like it's not the very beginning, but you've kind of moved down the road a bit and you've had the opportunity to do a number of things together, and now we're probably comfortable enough that we're talking about some of the things that we don't like. Because, you know, in the beginning, when you're in the honeymoon phase, it seems like, well, everything is good. But after you've been in the relationship a while, you probably had some conversations that didn't go very well. And who knows, you may even be reminiscing about stuff from before. And probably you might be using this to explain your point. But again, when you're bringing it present day, you want to be careful about how much of the past, when you're talking about old relationships, and how that was better than what you're feeling right now. Because, and it's not so much about insecurity. I think it's more about, is that appropriate to use those comparisons? Because if that old relationship was better than what you're in now, then why aren't you still in it? And I think you have to really remember who you should be loyal to. And I would say that that's present day. I mean, you certainly have your memories, and you're entitled to that. You know, everybody has their memories. But when you utilize that in the form of, okay, well, this is proof of what I'm talking about, you got to know, sometimes it's an apples to oranges comparison. So that's why it might not be very fair to do that sort of thing. And I know it's easy to think that, oh, well, if I say something like that, I must be injuring his ego, and that's why he's bothered by it. No, I that's low-hanging fruit, and I think you can make that statement and probably be right on some of the time. But again, I want to mention that your loyalty should be to the relationship that you're in. And when it comes to problem solving, there is a way that you can discuss things that doesn't make the relationship you're in less significant than the old relationships that you were in. And it would be, for example, it would be like a guy who is, and again, I'm just using as an analogy, it would be like a guy who keeps reminiscing about his old girlfriend, and or maybe even keeps her phone number and calls her every now and again, just to make himself feel good. You know, I don't think that that's a good idea, and I don't recommend that guys do that sort of thing. And I think if you were the woman in that relationship, you wouldn't want him calling his ex for any kind of advice or comfort or anything like that. Now, if she were a pretty good person, she'd probably tell him that, hey, he needs to have that conversation with his present day girlfriend or partner and work it out, and not come to her for any advice other than to say, well, hey, you know, this is my advice. You work it out with her and don't call me. Now, I know from where I speak, because I've actually been someone who's been in that situation, that is, had an ex call me and wanted to sort of get my take on things. And I was very specific in redirecting. I think the important thing here was to recognize that I don't think that there was anything that I could have said that would have really made a difference. And understanding the nature of conflict, knowing that there's always two sides to every story, it was better that I not weigh in on that circumstance because it just would not have been an appropriate conversation for me to have. So bowing out of that was the wiser thing for me to do. I'm going to take a break and I'll be back after these messages.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast. Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Hello and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson, and I've entitled this podcast, No More Comparisons. Now, I want to add a little more to the conversation that I want you to have, at least with yourself, and the talk that I'm having now about the idea of comparisons. Now, the old idea was that, okay, well, you don't want to make comparisons because somebody's feelings might get hurt or somebody's ego or something like that, and I'm not saying that those things don't happen. But I think in order to, say, have a discussion with someone, if we're talking about objects, let's say one car is compared to another car, see, those are inanimate objects. And, you know, we can debate the differences and not necessarily get down to something that's a personal attack or a favoritism of one over the other. You know, we all like certain things. But when it comes to talking about people, you have to approach these things differently because there are so many variables, because there is the person we're talking about and there's the variables with the other people that may be involved in this. And in the illustration that I was giving, I was kind of directing this conversation towards women and how if you want to discuss a problem with your guy, making comparisons by using your old relationship, some of the old boyfriends or maybe an ex-husband or something like that, can be a potential landmine of problems for you. Because as you start drawing on those comparisons, think about it from this perspective. If you were using something from your past, you're probably likely to remember certain things out of context, you know, depending upon what it is we're thinking about. And in reference to if you're having a problem with your relationship today, to draw from an old relationship in the past, again, you could be remembering things out of context, and using that as an illustration would I think is misguided because of the bias implied, where when we remember things, how we remember things, and then if you're expecting your present boyfriend or husband or lover to be okay with those references. I mean, it's one thing to talk about it in reference to other people and comparing other people. But when you're talking about somebody you're in relationship with, you have to really be careful because you can oftentimes be crossing a line of, like I said, loyalty. You know, where's your loyalty? I think you can have those discussions without bringing other people into it. And that also goes to say, if you're having a problem with your relationship about bringing other people into it today, you know, would you go talk to some of your friends and vent to them about it? You know, you got to be careful, because depending upon how much you talk about or what you're talking about, if it's the football game and your opinion versus their opinion, like I say, that's external. But when you start talking about personal stuff, you know, your sex life or your finances or how your kids are being raised and that you're having differences, you see, that's in the house. And you have to find a way to make peace with your partner. Friends aren't necessarily the best people to go to about that, because if they have had their own problems, if you've known them to be reliable and to know how to work out things and have a successful relationship, okay, possibly. That would probably be an exception. But just to generalize and talk to the average person, who, and I say average person, they're your friend, but are they going to be objective? Is it fair to give them your ear when your partner doesn't have the same opportunity? You see, it's like going before a judge. Both parties go before the same judge. We can both plead our case, and then the judge renders a decision. But if only one person gets to make their case to the judge, what's the judge? How are they able to decide fairly what's going on? And this is really the situation that you put yourself in when you're talking to your friends about the relationship you're in. And I say avoid those kinds of scenarios, those kinds of situations, because you may receive poor advice. Maybe it could be a misguided attempt at trying to get you to do something that listener thinks is fair, because it could be based on their own experience. And it may work for them, but it might not work for you. And I give this advice especially to people who, let's say maybe younger, have not had a lot of relationship experience and a lot of problem-solving skills, and very easily they talk to their friends and their associates, and, you know, what do? We talk about our lives. And what's a big part of our life? If you're in a relationship with somebody and it's going through some rough times, you're probably going to wear it on your face, and somebody's going to want to know. And then you have people who are morbidly curious about what's going on and don't necessarily have anything positive to add. So as tempting as it is to want to get out there and talk about it, I don't know, maybe you're an attention junkie and this is something that gets you a lot of attention, then you've got other problems. And they're more personal, and I wouldn't necessarily want to get other people into that conversation, because anybody who's listening to that, hopefully, if it's at any time at all, it'll be very brief, and they would redirect you to say, hey, you need to be in conversation with your boyfriend, the person who you are involved with, and not all these people who are outside of the relationship, because even if they mean well, they may give you some bad advice or something that's not going to work for you in particular. So here's the question now. If you have a discussion or have something that you want to discuss with your boyfriend or significant other, how do you approach that? How do you do it without making the kinds of comparisons that can be very hurtful? And I think one of the ways to start in having a conversation like this is to think about the things that have worked and how those things became successful. And I think if you analyze that to some degree, you may begin to figure out a way in which the two of you can be successful again and apply that formula to whatever you're working on. And by doing it from that perspective, I think you get a better buy-in. And this could work in lots of scenarios. But I think if you start with a positive approach first, again, talk about the successes and how you can then address the difficult part or the problem, if you will, then it seems like we're on the same team. And that's so vitally important when you are trying to resolve something. Because if you're the person you're complaining to doesn't feel like you have love for them or doesn't feel needed, wanted, respected, you know, all of those kinds of things, then what they wind up doing is, yeah, they will listen to you because they care. They want to know how you feel. They want to know what you think. But they also feel like they might be expendable. And maybe they're not, but it's just the feeling. and they will behave as if they're out there on an island having to deal with how they feel all by themselves. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more after this message.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hello, and we are back. I'm John Johnson, and this is the Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, and I'm talking about No More Comparisons. At the end of the last segment, I was talking about how to create an environment where you can begin to discuss the problem and get some buy-in from the partner. And the last thing I'd mention is when you are talking to someone, you don't want to isolate them and make them feel like they're on an island. You want to start out with some positive things, some positive reinforcement, so that you can help them feel like they're on the same team. So let me give you an example of something that is not a good idea. And I talked about feeling on an island. So let me describe this as a tactic. This is what people do when they are trying to tear someone down. And if you've ever done this inadvertently and wondered why, when you were trying to make a difference, why it didn't work out, maybe this is what you were doing. And here's an example. You're talking to the person and you're explaining what you didn't like about them or what they did. And instead of leading the beginning of the conversation with how you were both on the same team, how we're working on this together, and let's see what we can do. Remember the team, you started making you statements. You know, you upset me. This is what you did. I don't like it. And you started from there. Well, right there, what you were doing is you're separating the camps. You're separating them from you. You're pointing out all their flaws, and that's very isolating. And when somebody loves you, the last thing they want you to do is to tell them, for you to tell them that you don't like them, that you don't like what they did, and it becomes personal. It's like, it's as if you're telling them that they did it on purpose. I mean, it's one thing to express yourself, you don't like what happened, but when you tell them that they did it to you and using those kinds of words, like I said, that isolates them from you, their separation. And like I said, this is a tactic if you're really trying to tear somebody down. Because if you're trying to do a little team building, you wouldn't approach it that way. You would approach it from the way I explained in the beginning, as in terms of saying what we do together and we're a team. Let's problem solve this together. But in this illustration, when I'm talking about you're cutting them aside, it's as if you're putting them on an island and telling them that they have to figure this out. And that if they don't, then there's going to be consequences. Well, the feeling around that is much like taking an animal and sticking them in a cage. Well, if they don't know what to do, and you're not giving them any help or any direction or any information about how they can improve, at least in your eyes, how this could be made better, then setting them aside like that does not help the situation. It further isolates them, and it makes the problem even bigger. Because quite often, in the beginning, they didn't even know that they were doing something that you didn't like. Remember, that's something that it bothered you. They didn't know. And you're bringing the problem to them and telling them that they have to solve it. Well, sometimes they have ideas. Maybe they've had a little experience with you and they can navigate around this. But if you've not had a great deal of problem-solving skills together, meaning as a team, then this is just more of the same, and it's not going to have a very good outcome. It just seems like we are just perpetuating this dysfunction or this way of not really getting at the root of the problem, because it takes both of you communicating, and communicating in a way that's respectful and that's loving. Tone of voice is a big indicator of where you are emotionally with a person in dealing with a problem. And while it may take a lot of practice to be calm, or at least to sound that way when you're upset, a lot of people don't have that skill. They're very emotional. They wear their heart on their sleeve. You can see it in their eyes, in their expression, you know, a lot of ways in which, you know, people can read the body language, and that says a lot. And as I've said many times, you know, when you're talking about negative stuff, a little bit goes a long way. So you don't have to do a whole lot of that to necessarily make your point. And it's interesting how when you're giving even a little bit of praise in these kinds of situations really helps ease people's anxiety. And I think most people who are in a relationship want to do better, especially when they feel like they've hurt their partner, their lover. There's any injury that you cause to the person, you feel like you've injured yourself even more. So think about that when you're bringing this kind of conversation up, so that we can really work on solving the problem and not get caught up in some of the side things that happen that will get this derailed, that'll make this thing fall off the tracks, and then you'll even have a bigger situation to come back and work. I feel that this is especially important to new relationships, or relationships for people who, or this information for people who are not had a lot of relationship experience. If you haven't seen people solve problems, I mean, how many times do we watch people argue about something and then see them resolve it? Sometimes it's more of a television program, and we get a lot of examples from that, and that's not necessarily real life. And I mean, I know there's reality television, but I think from that standpoint, we see a lot of things for shock value, so they're not necessarily the best example. So you may not find a lot of good examples about how to problem solve, so you're just going to have to get creative and at least, you know, say, listen to this podcast, write down some of the things that I've said about how to approach a problem, how to begin to discuss this. Remember, start from the positive, start from the things, reinforce the things that we do well, that we do right, and to get some buy-in there, and let them know that they are being loved and being cared about and being thought about, but that when we have something that we want to discuss, that we will discuss it. And I think in the end, it's also important to reaffirm the fact that we are still together, that we are still a team. Because when it comes to solving an issue, after the discussion, there's generally some work that needs to be done to correct the problem. And in order to feel like we still have a good working relationship, we need to reaffirm how we feel about each other. That we know that it was something that came up, it happened, and we're going to work on it. And we're still going to have fun. We're going to do the other things that we like to do. So we know that the relationship isn't going to stop. It's not going to end. Everything is, you know, it's not going to be a doomsday. I mean, it may have been important when we were talking about it. Maybe the tone of voice got kind of scary or menacing, and But, you know, we got a little bit of containment. And sometimes it's about the idea of after we begin the talk, some of the steam gets let out of it and we can be a little more calm in how we're talking to each other. Because some people get very afraid of conflict and how that might get resolved, because some people won't deal with it very well and they just cave and they'll just do anything. And it becomes passive aggressive sometimes. Well, they'll agree to do something, but they do it reluctantly. And we don't want to start that cycle. So no more comparisons. I'm giving you a few tips on how to problem solve. Put that into play, and I think you'll have some great results. I'm John Johnson, and this is the Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.